Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. I'm Anthony Moore, and I serve as the senior pastor of Carolina Church, located in Fort Washington, Maryland. Let me thank you for being on the Carolina Prayer Call line. This is an honor to have you all with us on today. I don't take that lightly. We've been wrestling with this whole idea regarding weaknesses, and I proposed the question to you all on last week about how well are you investing the weaknesses you've been given? How well are you investing the weaknesses you've been given was the question that I posed on last week, and I started to unpack that by showing you passages of scriptures regarding weaknesses, and I want to pick up on today. Now, just for the sake of understanding and context, as I am dealing with weaknesses, I'm not just speaking about weaknesses from a sinful perspective, but I'm also speaking about weaknesses from a skill set, a talent that you in fact have, that the Lord has given unto you, whether it's a skill set, whether it's a talent, whether it is when we talk about God in terms of talent, it can also be a gift. So when I look at this, you know, those things that are not our gifts, we in fact shun away from, and they become weaknesses. And so my approach on this morning is literally where I'm dealing with it from a comprehensive perspective and not just from one particular point of view. So it's not just about weakness from a sinful perspective, but I'm talking about weaknesses that are also dealing with our skill set, our gifting, not being strong in a particular area that's not sinful. All weaknesses are not sin. Some just happen to be associated with our skill set, and we have to know what is it that God wants us to do with those things that we don't consider ourselves strong in. How well are you investing the weaknesses you have been given? How well are you investing the weaknesses you have been given? Now, on last Wednesday, we left off dealing with a passage of scripture in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. For those of you who are not familiar, let me tell you that in the event that you missed last week's teachings or any week's teaching, you can download the Carolina Church app, Carolina Church. We have an app. You can download that app, and you will be able to hear again the prayer call if you miss anything that I'm giving to you on today or last week or whenever. You can certainly hear it again and catch up. Now, allow me to pick up where I left off. We were talking about this whole idea about weaknesses. Now, in 2 Corinthians, if you will, 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians says this. It says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" Let me read it again, verse 9, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Now, the words made perfect there in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, made perfect, simply means fully or entirely accomplished or made complete. That's what that word means when it says made perfect in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. What that means is fully or entirely accomplished or made complete. So Christ's power is made complete. It is able to fully accomplish its purpose when his people are weak and depend on Him for strength. I want you to get this if you don't mind. Christ's power is made complete. That power is then able to accomplish its purpose. When you and I, His people, are weak and we depend on Him for strength, He's able to accomplish His purpose. So when we, like Paul, stop resisting and complaining and let the power of Christ rest on us, we make room to receive countless unexpected blessings from the Lord. By allowing God's strength to be made perfect in our weakness, we have the opportunity to display God's glory flawlessly. The grace and power of God interlock with human lives at the point of mortal weaknesses. It interlocks. Now, let's see here. Over and over, the Bible gives examples of God's strength manifesting when His people are weak. And I want to kind of walk us through this so that you can get a comprehensive understanding of what I'm referring to as I'm talking about how well are you investing the weakness you've been given. Over and over again, we've got examples all throughout the Word of God about how God is saying we ought to. So let's start with Moses. Moses, you know, the great leader of Israel, was deeply aware of his human shortcomings. If you know Exodus 4, verse 10, this is what it says in Exodus 4, verse 10. But Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent either in the past or since you have spoken to me, your servant. But I am slow of speech and of tongue." When the Lord called Moses to go to Pharaoh, Moses said to God, "I am not adequate. I have a weakness. Send somebody else instead of me." But I want to show you all how God replied. He says to him, "You go anyway with your weakness, and I'll be with you." That, if you look at Exodus 4, verses 12 through 15, this is what it says. "Now therefore go, and I'll be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak." But he said, "Oh, my Lord, please send somebody else." Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, "Is there not Aaron, your brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. Behold, he's coming out to meet you. And when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. You shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth and will teach you both what to do." So that's what God did for Moses. And he took his weakness and used it for his glory. Okay, let's look at Gideon. Gideon's story proves that God can accomplish great things through people who forget about their human weaknesses and trust in God's strength and obey his guidance. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, and right around verse 14, and we'll just do 14 through 16. This is what it says. "And the Lord turned to him and said, 'Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Do not I send you?' And he said to him, 'Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.' And the Lord said to him, 'But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man.'" And of course, Not only did God do this for Gideon and for Moses, but our most notable biblical example is Jesus Christ, who was crucified in weakness. If you look at 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4, it says this: although he was crucified in weakness, he now lives by the power of God. We too are weak, just as Christ was, but when we deal with you, we will be alive with him and will have God's power. We'll have God's power. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 teaches, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Yo, we must never shrink away from God because of our weaknesses, but we ought to run to him, letting him equip and empower us to accomplish his will. We've got to remember his promise over in Isaiah 40, verse 29 through 31. In Isaiah 40, verse 29 through 31, he says he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. We are in a position of need. When we find ourselves in a position of need as a result of our weakness, you know, it allows us to see how much we need God. It allows us to see right there how much we need God. And that's what God is trying to get us to see. That we need him in our weakness. So how well are you investing the weakness you've been given? How well? I'll pick up here and give you some more on next week. Let's go straight to our prayer list that we have, you all. There are persons who need our prayers. Thank you for your time today. I hope I've caused you to think about what God needs from you, in spite of it being your weakness. Today I want to ask you all to help pray for Jackie Thomas, for Deacon Sharon Durham, for Brother Gary Davis, Mary Davis, Evelyn Mack, Martina Baxter, Sister Velda Jones. We're praying today for Deacon Ruby Dixon, for Brother Robert Briggs. We're praying for Leroy Carpenter. We're praying for Lynn Carpenter and the family for the loss of their cousin, Brother Kent Carpenter, who transitioned as a result of a motorcycle accident. I want to ask you all today to pray for Margaret Jackson. Margaret Jackson, who is in Washington Hospital Center. Praying today for you, my brothers and my sisters, for those of you who are on this call, for the names I do not have. I would love to have your names and ask you all to send those names in by way of Carolina Church, info at Carolina Church. Just email me, and I will certainly get those names. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you today for giving us a glimpse into your word, to knowing, God, that even those things that we deem and consider a weakness, that you're able, God, to put your hand on them and use it for your glory. Thank you for helping us to learn today that our weaknesses does not exclude us from being used of you. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your forgiveness, for the opportunity you've given unto us to be a part of your enterprise, to play a role in your kingdom. Regardless to whether others pick us or not, God, we're grateful that you have chosen us. You called us. You, in fact, have certified us to do the assignment that you've called us to do. Now, Lord, I ask that you would continue to use each and every one of us, even in our weaknesses. God, let it give you glory. Let it advance your kingdom. I pray, God, that minds are being shifted, that the thing that you have called them to that they've been avoiding will no longer be avoided, but that somehow, God, you will infuse them with your strength and your power, that they can help advance your kingdom while here on earth. Lord, we pray today for those persons' names who've been called out, and even the names that we didn't know the call. God, you know their need. And so I pray today, make a way. Meet the need. Heal the body. God, heal the mind. We bind the activity of Satan, who rob us of the joy and the fullness that you have to offer us. So we do come against depression. We come against anxiety. We come against, God, darkness and that which represents Satan and his kingdom. We come against suicide. God, we come against anything that will drive any person to not live the abundant life that you've given unto us. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who came that we might have abundant life. Now, Lord, from this day forward, let us begin to track the abundant life that you've made available to us. Hear our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray today. And all the people of God said amen. Thank you also very much for your time today. I appreciate you. And I've given you some principles I'm hoping that will cause you to rethink how you've been approaching your weaknesses, to rethink them, and then to give God full opportunity to use you in spite of what you classify as a weakness. On your mark, get set. Let's grow. I want you to have a great day on purpose. Know that I love you. God bless you all.